This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Katrina Vandenhoevel, the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine, about the Russian election and the announcement by the EU that it is rearming across the board. Money devoted to Ukraine's arms, money devoted to rearmament of the members of NATO and the EU, and what this means for the 21st century, what this means for right now, what this means for conversations to end the war in Ukraine. But are we at the beginning of a standoff between NATO, the EU, and Russia? Katrina observes, especially about Europe. Katrina Vandenhoevel, editorial director, publisher of Nation magazine, a columnist of The Washington Post.
Obviously, you're going to need Ukraine and Russia at the table. Who else? The United States. You're going to need the United States. Europe at the moment is facing real challenges. I mean, Germany's deindustrializing. Its economy is worse than Russia's, even with the sanctions on Russia. The EU is facing deficits. NATO is facing deficits. The danger of moving these funds to fast-tracking Ukraine, for example, into NATO, or the EU funding, what you're doing is militarizing so that any alternative security arrangements that might reassure Ukraine in another way in the context of a post-war armistice or peace agreement is going to be very tough. I think much will have to wait until after the elections. And the question will be, will people fight to continue arming, though it can't be at the level it was unless there are caches of weapons in many parts of this world we don't know about, but the Global South, for example, which is being provided mostly with weapons, isn't in the mood to support this could be a long war in the Atlantic, transatlantic region. I do think it's going to test Europe.
More on this later.